here's a story from The World.
In Somalia today, political leaders from across that nation came together to kickstart talks over an election. It was scheduled for months ago, but never happened. The World's Halima Gikandi has our story.
Today, the who's who of Somali politics are gathered in the capital, Mogadishu. Government officials, opposition party members, and presidential candidates, too. They're meeting to finally resolve a months-long election dispute that has put the country on edge. A few weeks ago, rival militias and government soldiers tied to opposition leaders openly clashed with forces loyal to President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. He goes by President Farmaajo for short. This was a real low point for Somalia, says Omar Mahmoud. He's an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
Part of the issue this time around was the political crisis also morphed into a security crisis. And so the disputes you had around politics, around the election, then very much became infused within the security sector.
Opposition leaders were upset that presidential and parliamentary elections that were planned for February 8th never happened, mostly because Somali politicians were not able to agree on all of the terms of the vote. President Farmaajo then decided to extend his time in office by 2 years. But after violence broke out in the capital, he backed down. Now he's tasked Somalia's prime minister, Mohamed Hussein Roble, with bringing the parties back to the table. This month, Prime Minister Roble reached an agreement with opposition leaders to get armed forces out of the capital city. He told them not to get involved in politics. Omar Mahmoud, the analyst, says that while the security situation has improved, it's only a temporary solution. The original disagreements over how to hold the election are unresolved.
There was a breakdown in terms of how the different parties, you know, particularly the federal government and some of its member states, wanted to go about implementing it in a few particular areas of concern that rose up.
In particular, who will sit on electoral commissions at both the national and state level? Somalia's elections are indirect. That means local clan leaders select delegates to electoral colleges, which then select members of parliament, who then select the president. It's far away from the one person, one vote that many were hoping to see this time. This would have been the first direct election in Somalia in decades. Again, here's Omar Mahmoud.
The direct model just really wasn't feasible within the timeframes. I mean, it raises questions, you know, whether it's going to be feasible in the future to go from this big jump or whether something more gradual is actually more appropriate.
In an op-ed this week, President Farmaajo suggested he's not to blame for the election dispute. He said he wants to put electoral power in the hands of the people, not clan elites. That's his explanation for extending his term by 2 years in the first place. But opposition leaders called it a power grab. The crowded East Lee neighborhood of Nairobi, Kenya, is known as Little Mogadishu because of the large number of Somalis that live here. I spoke with Sufyan Said Mohammed, a 30-year-old teacher from Somalia.
As a Somali, I care more about the country, peaceful election, stability, and defeating Al-Shabaab. That's the main important. Even I don't care about the democracy, one man, one vote.
One man, one vote, he says, is not a priority for him. He just wants to see stability in Somalia, which continues to be plagued by terrorist attacks from the Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab. The group controls large swaths of territory in central and southern Somalia, and there are fears that Al-Shabaab will take advantage of the current political crisis and expand its influence. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.
From PRX.